Thank you so much for joining us every week right here on Neighbors in Need. I am Sandy Waters, and in the studio with me today is Chastity Singletary. Thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so what a journey you have been on. And I know you have said it before because I've been following you on social media. You say that the grace of God has led you to where you are today, and God is good to you now because you are in a good, strong place helping other survivors.
Yes, definitely. I do believe that God helped me on my journey. You know, it was a long road, but I felt like with his strength, I was able to get to where I'm at today.
And we're not preaching here. Don't worry. This is not like a religious thing. But I just know that you have been through so much and now you're helping other people.
Yeah.
You have two books, Silence the Tears, Unspeakable Acts, Despair, Redemption, and Forgiveness. And the newest book just out, Where Art Thou Strength? And these are pretty powerful books. What message do you want to get out to women? What is your journey?
I feel like the most important message to give to victims of abuse or just trauma in general is that we hear you. Victims sometimes they want to know that they're heard. Mm-hmm. They want to be listened to. They want to be understood. A lot of them are confused because they feel like they're obligated because of different obligations to stay in certain situations. But the thing is, we hear them. They're not alone. And it's okay to try to reach out for resources. I'm definitely one of them that can help with trauma because I've been there. And with my education and experience, it's helped me to be more efficient in helping victims.
Let's go through the timeline. How old were you when you first, now, was this an unhealthy relationship that you were in?
Well, the first book talks about sexual, mental, and physical abuse within families.
Okay.
So that book right there is based on some true events of things that did happen to me in my life, going through the journey of sexual abuse and family secrets, family violence, things of that nature.
Starting
learning
when you were a young girl?
Yeah, probably around 5.
Wow.
Yeah, so very young. And learning how to create a survival plan in order to stay optimistic, to be able to say, you know what, I believe that there's light at the end of this tunnel, and just not giving up on yourself, having self-care, self-worth, and reaching out was the most important step.
Was that hard for you being subject to all this at such a tender age? Did you feel like this was the normal life? I mean, you almost grew up around this. Or did you know, okay, there's something better out there and I will find my way to that place?
Well, when you're young and you have this perpetrator telling you certain things, a lot of perpetrators, what they do is they instill fear into their victim. So being 5, 6 years old and someone is telling you, if you tell, you know, your parent is going to go to jail, or you know, bad things will happen to someone you love if this, you know, they'll threaten you with certain things.
Yeah.
So it's not that you know that this is the norm. You know it's wrong, but you're afraid of the consequences that's going to happen after the repercussions if you do tell. So you tread lightly, and you learn to do that for a while until one day it just takes, you know, one time to stand up to the right person that's going to actually do something about it.
What was that one day?
I would say that one day I was 10 years old. And I was at school and I told a principal. And that's when it happened. My first step was telling a family member. And it didn't get anywhere. Instead, that family member just said, don't tell.
Yeah.
You know, so it just was like more secrets on top of more secrets. Mm-hmm. But I did come to the realization that the more you expose the secrets lose their power. And that's the most important thing. You want the secrets, the trauma, all the bad things, the hurt, the confusion, not getting closure. You want that to lose its power And the more you speak about it, the more you talk and speak up and say, hey, I refuse to continue to be a victim of this. You know, I have to fight for my life, my health, my mental health. You know, that's just the most important. And it loses its power when you do it.
That's pretty powerful to put it in those words. And I hope somebody listening right now takes that to heart and sees it that way. Because at one point, I'm sure you didn't.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
I applaud the school. And I don't know if you agree, but I feel like the schools are more in tune with this now. Do you agree?
They are. I do agree with that. My middle school, mostly my high school, I went to Benjamin Franklin. I was in Global Media Arts. The teachers there were amazing. They saw things in me that I didn't see in myself when I didn't understand my own worth. As a young woman growing up and having different skills, as in being a writer, you know, having this gift of advocacy, I loved to help people, didn't even understand at the time the power and the impact it was putting on individuals' lives.
Yeah. So this all led you to today, where you have now this company called Jide.
Yep.
Which means?
Hope. It means hope in Korean. I felt like that was a very important moment to create a name for my business, for my advocacy. And I felt like hope. We all have hope for something. Mm-hmm. And hope is what individuals that are going through trauma want. They want hope for something because they're feeling helpless. They feel like they're at their you know, wit's end. And having that hope, that peace, when they look at a name that has services that may can be able to help them to create self plans, care plans, mental health plans, whatever type of plan that they may need to get by. You know, I think it's just very important for them to have those resources.
How old is this company? How long?
It's still fairly new. Just February of this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. After I graduated with my bachelor's in crisis, corrections and case management. And now I'm working on my master's in crisis response and trauma, which I graduated in a few months.
Really?
Oh, yes, I'm excited.
Congratulations. Oh, good for you. And you have
a
daughter.
I do, yes.
And what a powerful role model you are for her.
Thank you. Yep, she just turned 10 years old. So, you know, everything that I'm instilling for my community, of course, I'm implementing the same things with my daughter.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I want her to be aware that there are services out here. Mommy is listening. And I'm here, you know, so it's very important to instill the same thing in your children.
Yeah. So what services do you provide?
So I provide outreach services, linkages, for example, if they need mental health services, I create the linkages, set up appointments for them. If they need a court case, I'll go down to the court, file the papers with the victim assistance down at the police department, you know, and different things of that nature for them. Also, I do Reiki, which is energy healing. Mm. I feel like it's very important to have some self-care, some time to just take a deep breath and have some sort of relaxation, just to get away from the stress sometimes.
Yeah. Did that help you a lot heal?
It did. It did. Just taking that time to say, you know what, Chastity, you're taking care of everyone else. Mm-hmm. You need to take a step back, relax, and have some self-care for yourself. Have you some me time.
I think we all struggle with that, right? Especially us mamas.
Yeah.
We have a very difficult time doing the self-care thing.
Yeah, you're definitely right.
Okay, so how can we reach out to you? What's the best website? And you're the starting point, right? So if you feel like you're listening right now and you feel like, oh my gosh, I totally understand what Chastity is talking about and I need somebody, you're the first stop.
Yes, I do have a website. My website is called lifecoachconsults.com.
Okay.
And it's all together. It's lowercase. Or they can email me at hopebeginshere88@gmail.com. So those are my two get-go email addresses that they can reach me at.
Wonderful. And if you know of somebody, this question comes up all the time, and we try to tackle this issue a lot on Neighbors in Need because it's such an important issue that we can finally talk about openly, right? There was a time where we would sweep it under the rug, like you said,
exactly.
And it was like, shh, don't tell. What is the one thing that you would give advice for somebody who's like, I have this gut feeling that my loved one or my friend or something's off with their relationship? What is the first thing that person should do?
Well, I think the first thing that they should do is start documenting behavior. Because when you have a starting point to know what to go off of, you know, if you know this person's temperament and personality and you start seeing different changes, start noting the different changes and then come to the person. If the person's of age, ask them, talk to them to try to get it out. You know, it's very important that you want this person to feel very comfortable and open. The first step is that they want to feel that they can trust you. So, you know,
to approach it, though, you can't just say, hey,
well, yeah, no,
I don't think he's a good guy for you. Is there a more delicate way to say?
Oh, honestly, no, there's like not really no delicate way to say you're having a suspicion or gut feeling about someone that someone may love. But at the same time, if you care about that person, that is the risk that you may have to take in order to protect others, because it can save so many other people.
Yeah.
By speaking up.
Were you hoping for someone to come forward, like you just said, and ask you?
Yeah. Well, I was. Yeah. I had to think about it. But, you know, of course, you want someone to say, what's going on? Is everything okay?
Yeah.
But then again, it's like, if you know this threat that was in the back of your head, you still may not tell. You may say, nothing is wrong. I'm fine. I had a good day today. So then again, you have to just be very careful.
Yeah. So the website, again, is?
LifeCoachConsult.com.
Okay.
And my email address is HopeBeginsHere88. That's the number 88 at gmail.com.
Wonderful. And it's a victim advocacy business. So this is your starting point, and Chastity will connect you and point you in the right direction of healing and getting out of that situation.
Yes.
And these books, we mentioned them at the start of this interview. These are pretty, pretty incredible books. And I can't imagine how long it took you to write these books, because you really poured your heart into them.
Mm-hmm. Before writing it, I had to have the mental capacity to want to write something like that. You know, you think so many things in your mind, like, am I doing the right thing? Am I going to offend someone? That's the most important thing, because you worry, especially when it's within your family. You know, you have to be very careful.
You're self-editing as you're writing. Okay.
Yeah. Before writing it, it took a lot of mental and emotional capacity.
Mm-hmm.
I prayed a lot. Am I doing the right thing? But at the end of the day, I thought about it like, I know my heart. I know my intent is not any ill against anyone, but at the same time, we have to think about self when it comes to our own healing, speaking our truth. And our truth may not be someone else's truth, but at the end of the day, it's about finding a closure, that the best closure you can get, and then closing that chapter and being able to help others. I think that's the most important.
So what can we take from each of these books?
Well, I think the most important is to take the advice to see the early signs.
Okay.
Seeing the early signs, my second book, Where Art Thou Strength, speaks about domestic violence, knowing the signs early, when to walk away before it gets too late. You know, you get deep when you're having children, falling in love, getting married, and then you feel this obligation. And that's when the problems start coming, when you're fighting your mind versus your heart. And that's a tough battle.
Yeah.
You know, and my second book, you know, I previously talked about, is about sexual, mental and physical abuse. Just knowing when to walk away from certain situations, speaking up and creating survival plans to get through it until you're able to talk about, you know, the situation you're going through, to say, hey, I'm having this situation that's been going on for a while. I need help.
How can we get a hold of these?
Well, they are in actually every distribution right now, but you can definitely get them on Amazon and many other different bookstores. They are ebook copies as well. Awesome. So you can go to eJour and just find them.
Chastity Singletary is the author that you could Google search. Mm-hmm. And how exciting.
It is very exciting.
To have these published and you're making a difference and you know you are and mm-hmm. you're helping so many other people, women and men, right?
Yep, and children and teens. I will be definitely working with teens soon in the fall with the city school district. And I'm also featured author for this month's event for Lyrical and Reads with Mrs. Blue. So I'm excited about that.
Oh, thank you for everything that you do for our community.
Thank you. I appreciate it.